Business Principles in the Religious Life, Ellen G. White. It is the Christian's place to acknowledge his dependence upon God in everything and to carry out the principles of his faith in all the relations of life, including business transactions. He cannot otherwise correctly represent the religion of Christ. And he should be honest with God as well as with men. Can a man be dishonest with God? Read the prophet's answer. Will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. But ye say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings. Malachi 3, verse 8. Tithes and offerings belong to God. The means in our possession should be regarded as a sacred trust to be used to the glory of the giver. Self-denial is the condition of salvation. The charity that seeketh not her own is the fruit of that disinterested love that characterized the life of our Redeemer. He who, for love to Christ, denies himself will find the happiness which the selfish man seeks in vain. But he who makes his own pleasures and selfish interests the chief object of life will lose the happiness he thinks to enjoy. The Apostle Paul has something to say on the subject of system in giving. Now, concerning the collection for the saints, as I have given order to the churches of Galatia, even so do ye. Upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by him in store, as God hath prospered him. God's rule of giving, as expressed in his word, excludes no one, and it presses heavily on no one. It touches the poor man but lightly, and is not really felt by the rich. But many professed followers of Christ will not give in proportion to their means, because to do so would require the sale of some of their property. Therefore, they rob the treasury of God and lose the blessing he has promised to the liberal. Some even allow the love of money to become the ruling passion of their lives. They are as much intoxicated with riches as is the inebriate with his cups. In their case, how appropriate are the words of Christ? What shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Said Christ, "Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." If we lay up our treasure in heaven, our hearts will be in heaven. If our treasure is on the earth, our hearts will be set on things of the earth, worrying about losses and anxious about gains and riches. Christ's lesson in regard to the widow's two mites shows that the small offerings of the poor, given from a heart of love, are as essential as the larger donations of the rich. They move forward the car of salvation, for they form a steady stream and are accompanied by prayers of humble faith. And as in the balances of the sanctuary, the offering is estimated in accordance with the spirit of love and sacrifice that prompted it, the promises will just as surely be fulfilled to the liberal poor man who has little to offer but gives that little freely, as to the wealthy man who gives largely of his abundance. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. What things is Christ speaking of? The things necessary for a livelihood. Christ's kingdom should be superior to every other interest. The law of God written in our hearts will subordinate our own interests to those that are higher and eternal. But our Heavenly Father knows that we need food and raiment. He feeds the sparrow and clothes the lily. Will he be less mindful of the needs of his children?